protests continue in Afghanistan, and the Taliban claims responsibility for both a bombing near a NATO base and an attempt to poison ISAF's coffee, a turn of events that has to put a damper on peace negotiations. It's Monday, February 27th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back, John.
Great to be back. Good morning, Celeste.
We begin in Afghanistan, where the situation seems to have gone from bad to worse, and NATO wonders if it can hold the mission together until the final withdrawal in 2014. Also, historian Ken Davis joins us to talk about religion and politics and historic speeches that make Rick Santorum throw up. Last night, The Artist beat out 9 other films to take home the Oscar for Best Picture. Too bad for Woody Allen.
Well, he won a statue. He won one.
Yeah, he's won.
And he always boycotts.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's right. Chris from Sleepy Hollow, though, is nursing an old wound.
Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption both got robbed in 1994. Forrest Gump, great movie, but not as good as those two classics.
I so agree with you, Chris. You can give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's check in on the headlines.
At least 9 people killed in a suicide bomb attack in eastern Afghanistan. It happened at the Jalalabad airport on the 6th day of anti-American protests stemming from the burning of copies of the Holy Quran. Correspondent Ola Garan of our partner at the BBC is in Kabul and sent this report.
The attacker struck just after dawn at the gates of the airport, which operates both civilian and military flights. NATO says no international forces were among the casualties. It's unclear if the bombing was linked to the burning of the Quran, but the Taliban claimed it was and threatened further attacks.
In reaction, U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker says this is a time for the United States to redouble its efforts in the country.
Online whistleblower WikiLeaks says this is a time for America to redouble its efforts in that country. Online whistleblower WikiLeaks says it will publish more than 5 million emails from the Texas-based global security think tank Stratfor. Strategic Forecasting Incorporated acknowledged that the communications were stolen last month, but a CEO says thieves would be hard-pressed to find anything significant.
In Greece, lawmakers are preparing to vote on the new $173 billion bailout package. Eurozone leaders approved the package last week, but Athens still needs to come on board. It's expected to pass parliament by a wide margin. However, one finance minister says further aid might still be needed.
The Republican candidates for president are making their closing arguments to voters a day ahead of primaries in Michigan and Arizona. Mitt Romney has been forced to fend off a rising Rick Santorum in his home state of Michigan. However, he said he's optimistic during his appearance on Fox News.
Well, I'm planning on winning here in Michigan and also in Arizona. Obviously, that'll be huge for us if we're able to do that, particularly having come from so far behind here in Michigan. Obviously, the momentum is in the right direction.
Romney got a boost over the weekend when Arizona Governor Jan Brewer gave an endorsement to his campaign. Meanwhile, Santorum's riding a wave of support from the Tea Party wing of the party and is also projecting victory in Michigan. We're going to talk more about the primaries during this morning's agenda. Gas prices continue their climb upward. AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular has jumped 18 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.69. Denver has the lowest average price, just over $3 a gallon. San Diego has the highest.
Silent film The Artist was the big winner at the 84th Annual Academy Awards. It took home 5 awards, including Best Picture. Its leading man, Frenchman Jean Dujardin, was anything but silent when he won for Best Actor.
If George Valentine could speak, he'd say, "Wow, putain, génial, merci, formidable, merci beaucoup, I love you."
Meryl Streep won her 3rd Oscar. That was an emotional moment as well for her leading role in The Iron Lady. It was The Help's Octavia Spencer who gave one of the most emotional speeches, though, after winning Best Supporting Actress.
Thank you, Steven Spielberg, for changing my life. Thank you, Stacey Snyder, for changing my life. Please wrap up. I'm wrapping up. I'm sorry. I'm freaking out. Thank you, world.
Christopher Plummer also thanked the world. At 82 years old, he became the oldest actor to take home an Oscar. He won Best Supporting Actor for Beginners.
Let's check the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, and so are futures on Wall Street. The Dow will start at 12,982, the S&P at 1,365, the NASDAQ at 2,963. We're talking about national landmarks later on in the show, and we're wondering, would you have a national landmark that you think needs to be marked with a plaque? Call and propose your landmark at 8778-MY-TAKE. First, though, to Afghanistan.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.